It was about 10 o'clock on a warm summer evening, and I was sitting alone at the cafe table feeling utterly dejected. The place was Lido di Jesolo on the Italian Adriatic. More adventurous friends had persuaded me to accompany them there. I was just 20, and it was my first holiday abroad. With great courage, I had, that afternoon, asked a Swedish girl to join me in the evening, and now I had been stood up. I had nothing more exciting to do than read a book and have an early night. Suddenly, the silence and my black mood was broken by a clear voice. "Bonsoir, monsieur." I looked up into the smiling face of a pretty girl who was staying at the same hotel. I struggled to find words to persuade her to come with me to one of the local night spots, or simply to stroll down the seaside promenade in the moonlight. However, the words never had time to materialise before a lady appeared and spoke in a language that was not French, but Italian. Not only was the lady the mother of my new friend, but we had been trying to converse in a language which neither of us could speak. The next day was the penultimate day of my holiday. On the beach that morning, Giovanna joined us, and I learned that she was from Milan. I could not stay on the beach long because our party had arranged to go on a coach tour to Verona and an opera in the amphitheatre that night. Vanna was urged to come with us, and to my delight, agreed. Verona is very picturesque, and we found it a wonderful place. Vanna and I wandered around enthralled and soon became lost in each other's company, like some modern-day Romeo and Juliet. Just before the performance at the opera, the patrons lit candles, the amphitheatre became a sea of flickering light, and we gazed at it all, and at each other, enraptured. Something was stirring within us, and life for us would never be the same again. The orchestra began playing, and the air was filled with music. In the darkness, we exchanged our first kiss. The opera ended to loud applause. Unknown to us, Cavalleria Rusticana was to be followed by Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. We were panic-stricken. We had promised Vanna's mother that she would be returned safely before midnight. But soon our anxiety gave way to fatigue, and we fell asleep on the hard stone seat in each other's arms. We returned to be confronted by a very angry Italian mother who whisked her daughter away into the night. On our last day in Italy, I was very sad because Vanna was nowhere to be seen. After a very lonely day, with only a little while before the coach was due to take us to Venice Airport for our overnight flight home, I walked to the sea-facing side of the hotel for one last look at the Adriatic. As I was returning, I heard from on high a voice whispering my name and looked up to see my beloved on the balcony above. She had been sent to her room on returning and forbidden to see me. However, this modern Juliet had learned the art of climbing down drain pipes, and a few minutes later she was in my arms. There was only time to exchange addresses and for one last lingering kiss before I had to board the coach. Her tear-stained face smiling up at me as the coach pulled away will never be forgotten. That Italian holiday romance took place 33 years ago, but it was only the beginning. For a whole year, I wrote to Vanna in English, and she wrote to me in Italian, and we each gradually learned to understand what the other was writing. The following year, I travelled to Milan, and we were reunited. I proposed marriage, was accepted, and her parents gave their blessing. Less than 2 years later, we were married in Milan. We are still very much in love. My only regrets are that I took Vanna away from her beloved Italy too soon, and we do not return very often. Derek Widenbar, Chesham.